who and what I really am is the gem awaiting recognition. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Who and what I really am is the gem awaiting recognition. We live in a very strange and a wonderful world. And as we live in this strange and wonderful world, we see going on around us all sorts of magnificent things, all sorts of wonderful things that take our attention. We see lovely flowers blooming in the garden. We see all of the trees that are glorious to look at, and we just marvel at the beauty and the greenness of them as spring pops into being. And we think to ourselves, what a wonderful world I live in. And we talk to friends on the phone or in person, and we say, you are so wonderful, you are so great, you are so exciting, you are such a joyous person to be with. It's just great to know you. And as we talk to them, we feel, oh, how wonderful they are. We look at the trees, oh, how wonderful it is. We look at life, and we say, how wonderful it is. And then we look at ourselves, and we say, I've got some work to do here. I got some changes to make here. I've got some improvements that must be done here. I have a lot of things that have to be done here in that person I call me, and I better get to work at it. And I say to you, peace, 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 my beloved. Don't work at it. Go to the divine center that is within you. And as you go to this divine center, it's like going into Tiffany's, going into a wonderful store of beautiful things. And you see all these gemstones in Tiffany's. You see all of these beautiful lamps and shades, and you see all the things for which it is so famous. And you look around and you say, oh, this is gorgeous, this is gorgeous. And then it speaks to you and it says, I am you. The beauty you see in me is the beauty that's within you. Are you ready to take me home now? Are you ready to take me in your heart and say, this is who I am? I am this magnificent gem. The gem is always there waiting our recognition. The gem is always not deep inside of us, not hidden. We don't have to search deeply. We don't have to meditate, and we don't have to flagellate our bodies and give our attention to it and fast and diet and keep from doing all sorts of things. No, no. We just quietly listen, and our inner presence, which is always eager to share with us and always talking to us, but we're not always listening, it says, look at this gem, that's you. Look at this beautiful cut being, this stone that is so gorgeous, that is so glorious. What is your favorite color? That's the color of the gem. And the inner fire in the gem is just sparkling out and beaming out and glowing and radiating, and you can see it. And now, whether the rest of the world sees it or not, doesn't matter, but you can see it. And when you can see it, then you draw it forth in your awareness. And you begin to study the gem in you. You study your goodness, your purity, your wholeness, your right action, your truth, all these things. And when you study these things, then you begin to live by what you are studying. You live by what you have in your consciousness, in your mind. You live by the thought that you are a beautiful being. You live by the concept that you are whole and perfect. You live by the reality that all is done now and done beautifully. And the gem in you has that inner fire which glows and sparkles and radiates. And you are now taking your love, your unconditional love, and you are polishing that gem. The gem itself is magnificent and doesn't need any polishing, but it's your awareness of it that needs polishing. And so you're polishing your gem with your unconditional love, and it sparkles more and more and more and more and more. And all of a sudden, you are a new person. You are the person you always were, but you are now that person in total. You are that person in everything you think, in everything you speak, in everything you say, in every action you do. You are that wonderful, wonderful gem that has always been there waiting to sparkle forth. And now you say, I can. Now you say, I am. Now you say, I do. Because you are that radiant inner fire, shining forth through the beacon of your gem self to all that you are. Your world is you. And that gem that you are is shining out, radiating into your world, glorifying your world, manifesting itself in your world as a wonderful being that you are. Oh, how wonderful it is. How wonderful it is to be our divine self. Who and what I really am is a gem awaiting recognition. And you are my creation. And I see you right now being aware of that gem and letting that gem shine forth for you to see and be. I love you. I love you. I love you.